The fertility crisis for women began in 2007. For men in 1970, men had twice the sperm count as our teenagers do today.
All right, since a lot of corporate media has given up on covering Donald Trump's relentless naps in the Oval Office, I think the onus is on us to now point out that you can't just start fires across the globe and then fall asleep rather than calling the firefighters or quelling the fire in any meaningful sense. In this case, the fire could be a few things. It could be domestic issues like the economy, like gas prices, or it could be the way that links to international issues like the Iran war. Either way, I would like somebody sharp and coherent, or at least somebody who has a sharp, coherent team around them trying to tackle these issues, but we have neither of those things. We have a sleepy president whose team very clearly hates him. I mean, I'm just noticing this now, but this looks like Dr. Oz in the background. At first glance, it looks like he's kissing her, but I'm pretty sure he's whispering something in her ear, probably talking trash about the president who's falling asleep right in front of them. Let me play this for one moment. Yeah, they're speaking to each other. He's whispering something in her ear. Trump is dead asleep. He is asleep there. Let me play the audio for this very quickly.
During the earliest years of their children's lives. Second, we are cutting unnecessary red tape. Red tape that forced providers to close, limited access to care, and made it harder for working families.
Dude, this is how I acted in high school when we were talking about boring things like the bureaucracy and red tape. We have a president who is at the maturity level of a high schooler. Scratch that. He's so infantile, he should be in middle school right now with the way he treats other people, the way he doesn't listen to the team around him, and the way this war is failing. Before we jump into Donald Trump's entire Oval Office meltdown, including him saying the ceasefire is all but broken with Iran, I just want to point out what his son posted. Less than 2 years ago, Donald Trump Jr., who is clearly Trump's favorite son, tweeted out 2 years ago, quote, "Remember when they said Trump would get us into a full-blown war with Iran? Times like these should make us all realize how lucky we were to have Trump, his strength, and his resolve." This got community noted today because everybody was quote tweeting it. I had a quote tweet that was like, "Hey, any updates on this, buddy?" Saying that Trump would never get us into a full-blown war with Iran. Well, readers added context with a community note that now says Trump got us into a war with Iran. I mean, just the absolute irony here of Donald Trump Jr. saying, "Remember when they said Trump would get us into a full-blown war with Iran?" All these conservatives do is condescend and act smug when they're the ones who are ruining this country. Republicans get into office and they cut taxes for the richest of the rich. They cut benefits that Americans rely on. And then they go to war with a country that starts with the letters IRA and justify it because of nukes or weapons of mass destruction or oil or something of that sort. They do this time and time again. We've seen this playbook, and Trump turned out to be no different. MAGA was just a sophisticated marketing strategy for the same policies, just with more authoritarianism and more bluster and more grandiosity. So let me play you this clip of Donald Trump getting asked about the Iran war and the ceasefire that is basically not a ceasefire. I guess words don't have meanings anymore, because when I think of a ceasefire, I think of both sides in a war ceasing to fire their weapons at each other, right? You're ceasing any sort of firing. But in this case, I guess Israel can strike Lebanon. Lebanon can strike Israel. Hezbollah is getting involved and striking as well, Israel. And then the United States has tankers getting hit by the Iranians. The Iranians continue to control the strait and shoot tankers, but somehow this is a ceasefire. It makes no sense. Here's Donald Trump on this very thing. And by the way, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I am currently in New York City doing a little bit more media. Then I'll be back in the studio cooking up videos. So if you appreciate all the travel and all the work we put in, make sure you subscribe below and check out adammockler.com for more content from me and extra content. Thank you.
For the time being, the ceasefire remains in place.
What?
For the time being, the ceasefire remains in place.
You know, it's unbelievably weak. I would say, I would call it the weakest right now after reading a piece of garbage they sent us. I didn't even finish reading it. They said, I'm not going to waste my time reading it. I would say it's one of the weakest right now. It's on life support. They understand. These are all medical people. Dr. Oz, life support is not a good thing. Do you agree?
Diagnostic.
I would say the ceasefire is on massive life support, where the doctor walks in and says, sir, your loved one has approximately a 1% chance of living. Yeah.
Mr. President.
Daniel, go ahead.
Yep.
One of the best reporters in...
Okay, that was a weird side rant about what life support actually meant, but what he's trying to say there is that the ceasefire is weak. I would say that it's basically broken, but I guess in Trump's world, he's just bended the ceasefire so much so that it's just no longer anything coherent. Every side is firing, and right now, the negotiations are stalling in a very intense manner. The Iranians really want a lot of money from the United States, way more money than Obama gave them, and they want control of the Strait of Hormuz so they can toll ships going through it and get rich. Donald Trump wants Iran to get rid of the enriched uranium, or give it to a third country, or dilute it in some way and destroy the nuclear facilities, but that is a red line for the Iranians. But the Iranians controlling the Strait is a red line for Donald Trump, so we're stuck in a quagmire, quite literally. But don't worry, we have Donald Trump falling asleep in the Oval Office as RFK Jr. talks about his sex life. I'm not joking. RFK Jr. begins to talk about, like, sperm and fertility in a second, but let me just show you this clip of the leader of the free world falling asleep in the Oval Office. Listen, you know what? I can concede that Joe Biden, near the end of his term, was obviously rather sleepy. Joe Biden wasn't speaking well. He was slowing down, and he would have on and off days. But never did we see Joe Biden and the people around him falter when it came to actually advancing the interests of the American people. They passed a bunch of legislation. They took NATO and coalesced it so we can fight against Russia. And Joe Biden kept a rather steady hand. Yes, there were extrinsic factors before he got in office, like COVID, like the war with Russia and Ukraine that started right when he got into office. But all of this being said, Biden kept a pretty steady hand. Donald Trump is doing two things. Number one, he's starting all of these five-alarm fires across the globe. But number two, he's falling asleep before the five-alarm fires are able to be put out. He's falling asleep before even calling the fighters. And he's just saying, Europe, Europe, help us. Please fix this. I think the funniest part about all of this is the fact that the White House rapid response account then began to respond to this and said, he was blinking, you absolute moron. There is no way they are going to gaslight us this hard. This is the official rapid response account for the White House. It has even the gray check mark and the White House logo. They're trying to gaslight us into saying he's blinking. I can almost hear Caroline Levitt saying it. This is a Reuters photo. This is a legitimate video of our president falling asleep for dozens of seconds. This is not a blink. And if this is the way that Donald Trump blinks, I think we have way bigger problems than him just being a little bit sleepy. If he's blinking like that, we've got big, big problems. Here's Donald Trump talking about being the father of fertility.
We're not properly taken care of. Katie Britt knows that better than anybody.
That's right, sir.
Who called me and said, I must say, I shouldn't admit this, but the first time I really heard about the fertility was through Katie. She said, sir, we have to do something. And I'm a quick study, so I learned everything there is to learn in about 3-4 minutes.
And, that's right.
And I became the father of fertility.
That is true.
No, it just made a lot of sense to me.
You know, I take it back. I actually think I liked it more when Donald Trump was sleeping just a moment ago. I do not want to hear about how he is the father of fertility. To continue, here is a clip of Donald Trump then railing Joe Biden, just going against Joe Biden for falling asleep in the Oval Office. I want you to listen to this clip that was pulled up by Republicans Against Trump and the Mockler media team.
He has one ability I don't have.
Yeah.
He sleeps. He can sleep. This guy goes on a beach and he lays down on one of those, you know, 6 ounce, they weigh 6 ounces and you can't lift it.
Yeah.
They're meant for children,
yeah,
young people,
yeah,
and old people to lift.
Yeah.
They're aluminum, you know, hollowed aluminum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weigh very little and he can't lift. And somebody convinced him he looks good in a bathing suit.
Dude, this guy conned the entire podcast space. Just a side note, he's sitting there saying that Joe Biden has an ability to fall asleep on camera in minutes. He's stone cold out. Dude, that is literally you. Now, this was in 2024, and now it's worth pointing out the podcasters that he's sitting on with, these guys right here, they're now like, I didn't vote for this. I didn't vote for any of this. I didn't think we would go to war, cover up the Epstein files, cut taxes for the rich, and screw over the poor. I didn't know we were going to cut all USA. They're like, I didn't vote for any of this. Dude, Donald Trump sat in front of you and lied to you, and you didn't call him out for election fraud lies. You didn't call him out for anything in his first term. He just sat there and laughed. So these very same people that are claiming Donald Trump conned them gave him the platform to do so. We then get over to RFK Jr., who highlights the fertility crisis among young men. I don't know if I want Donald Trump, RFK Jr., and the likes talking about the fertility of people my generation. Just let us take care of these issues.
The fertility crisis for women began in 2007. For men in 1970, men had twice the sperm count as our teenagers do today. This is an existential crisis for our country.
I would rather anybody else be talking about this existential crisis, as RFK Jr. calls it, to continue. I need to continue playing this clip right here. When Joe Biden slipped up and couldn't lift a chair or whatever, what Trump was saying, this turned into a cycle on Fox News for years. You know, after that Scott Jennings incident where he screamed at me, "Get your hand out of my face," I remember asking my producer, you know, "Are we milking this too much? Are we talking about this too much? Shouldn't we just stop talking about this?" And he said to me, "Dude, if the reverse happened, if I or any liberal, think of any liberal that goes on these shows, if we would have snapped and screamed at a Republican, Donald Trump would have posted about it himself. Elon Musk would have retweeted it. Donald Trump then would have posted AI memes about it. And Scott Jennings would talk about it for probably about 4 to 6 months. Conservatives are the master of milking things. And that's not what I'm not even milking anything here. I'm just showing you all the president of the United States is falling asleep while we are at war. Remember when they said Trump would get us into a full-blown war with Iran? Smugly said Donald Trump Jr. 2 years ago. Times like these should make us all realize how lucky we were to have Trump, his strength, and his resolve. The reality is, about 70 days into this war, maybe a little bit more than that, we have zero political concessions from Iran. Millennials grew up reading headlines about how killing Saddam Hussein means the United States won, we're the good guys, we won. But then we watched that turn into a grinding counterinsurgency in Iraq that spent trillions of dollars in, you know, many, many years. The same thing with Afghanistan. We were told that we won in Afghanistan, yes. But then, 20 years later, trillions of dollars later, we are withdrawing in humiliation. The point is, the United States simply going to war with another country, willy-nilly, and trying to, like, sink their navy, does not mean we are safer off. It does not mean we are better off militarily. In fact, this is turning into another long-term quagmire. And you have people like Benjamin Netanyahu on 60 Minutes saying that they think we should go boots on the ground. So it's all despicable, it's all disturbing, and I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate this video, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I love all of you, and peace out.